My name is Joni Hubrin. I am editor-publisher of Whatever Else You Need for Farmington Voice. And I am on the phone right now with Vicki Barnett, mayor of Farmington Hills, Sarah Bowman, mayor of Farmington. And we're going to talk a little bit today about how things are going in our city, what our mayors are hearing from citizens, and some other topics that are a little more recent that have to do with the Open Meetings Act, and hopefully have a great conversation. So thank you both for being here.
Likewise, thank you for the invitation. Yes.
You're very welcome. So let's start with Sarah, and tell me a little bit about what's happening with current city operations, because I know the city hall is closed. Both city halls are closed.
Yes, it's been a really interesting transition, and I'm very proud of our city administrative staff for really reacting quickly to events that change not just day by day, but hour by hour. And our Dave Murphy, our city manager, was very quick to meet with his department heads and put together an emergency plan, which obviously has morphed and changed throughout the week. But we've been very, very fortunate to not have any need to interrupt any city services. Everything is continuing as scheduled and as planned. As you noted, we have closed down the city hall to the public, but have made it very, very available for people to still get in touch with all of the people that they need to, either by email or by Dropbox or online. We've been pretty proactive trying to post in as many places as we can, Facebook, social media, obviously the website, using our media resources. And of course, our City Hall has our police department, public safety, as part of City Hall, which is 24 hours accessible as always. So there's been no change to our public safety services.
Okay. Vicki, how are things going in Farmington Hills?
Things are going as well as can be expected under the circumstances where we ask everybody to limit travel and congregating. We shut down our park and rec programs and our senior center fairly early on, about 2 weeks ago. And from there, we've just been putting our plan that we've had in place together and starting to execute it more rapidly than we had ever hoped to. This afternoon, I just declared a state of emergency for the city of Farmington Hills, which will allow us to access whatever funding or other programs are available through the state and the federal government. Our city staff is on minimal at City Hall. I don't want to say that we're shut down to the public, but we have to have essential services operating, people who need building permits, who are going to put decks on their houses to try to keep as much normalcy as possible in their lives. We're doing a lot by remote, a lot of phone calls, conference calls, getting team heads together by remote virtual meetings, and things are proceeding rather well. Our first concern was with the employees who are on a part-time basis. How do we make sure that they're sustained through these difficult economic times? And the city manager and our HR resources director, John Randall, have been working with department heads and staff along those lines, so I'm very confident we'll have some protection for our workers in all departments. Our police department and fire department are moving on well. We haven't had major calls for illness, but we are asking people who start to show some symptoms of any kind of illness to stay away from their duties and call in.
Okay. And what are you hearing from citizens? I know that you both are active in the community and out talking to people, maybe not necessarily in person anymore, but on social media, or, you know, maybe you're getting phone calls. Vicki, what are people talking about?
I've been getting a lot of emails regarding hoarding. What can we do about hoarding and price gouging? I think that's kind of settled down a little bit, but certainly there were some major concerns about the price gouging piece and the hoarding. We can't do anything about hoarding. We can't control what business owners sell, but there have been very responsible business owners like Kroger and a few others that I know of that started to limit sales of key disinfecting products and toilet paper early on in the rush, starting about 2 weeks ago. The governor came out with a very strong call against price gouging, and Attorney General Nessel has been aggressively enforcing that. So I'm very happy about that.
All right. Sarah, what are you hearing in Farmington?
The Farmington concerns I'm hearing are really a lot about our small businesses. We are a small town that is mainly residential. So our businesses are very, very important to us. Most of them are family-owned. They're not chains. And so there's grave concern for what we can do to ensure that they will come out of this the other side. Obviously, we're very closely monitoring any federal money, any state money that's being allocated for these small businesses. We in the city have been working with the DDA. Kate Knight has been very, very proactive, our DDA director, in finding ways that we can just support our mostly the restaurants during this time. We've reallocated our on-street parking, which is typically scheduled to be two-hour timed parking on Grand River and Grove Street. New signs, I believe, are going up today. They were just received yesterday that will indicate that it is 15-minute parking for the sole purpose of ensuring that our businesses can carry out food to people who call in. We're really doing our best to promote the businesses that are still open and to make sure that there are ways to safely engage with those businesses and continue operating. So really that at the moment, mainly that's from the business aspect what we're hearing. And obviously the concerns that I'm hearing are, you know, how long will this last? And obviously that's not an answer that any of us can answer. But yeah. Primarily those are the what we're fielding over at City Hall.
Yeah, okay. I want to reiterate what Sarah just said about our small businesses and our restaurants especially. We're very concerned with their longevity and their sustainability. So we're encouraging people who can carry out food safely to feel free to do so, to keep our restaurants open. And these people operate on very low margin, and I would hate to wake up after this disease is finally under control and find out that so many of our businesses have had to shut their doors permanently. So keep that in mind when you go about your daily business at home. And if you're hungry for something that you're not cooking at home, feel free to place a carryout order.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the governor on Wednesday suspended the Open Meetings Act to allow virtual meetings during this time so that if council members or township officials, elected officials are not feeling well, if they're under quarantine, that they can meet virtually. And so I wanted to get some thoughts about that. I know, Sarah, I sat in on your council's discussion about this. So wanted to get some of your thoughts about that.
Yes. Obviously, as I stated earlier, things are changing not just by the day, but by the hour. And the first evening that we spoke about it at our Monday night city council meeting, at that time I was not yet ready for the city of Farmington to use its resources that are limited as they are to put together a proposal. The request was actually just to have the governor consider having a change to the Open Meetings Act, when it was my assumption that did come true that organizations that have much larger resources than we do would come forward when the time was right. And that's exactly what happened when the Michigan Municipal League really urged the governor to issue an executive order that would allow governments to meet virtually, just to make sure that business can still happen. And as you just stated, if hopefully our council will continue to be healthy and will continue to be able to meet. But if for whatever reasons, if they choose not to, this order, which is only through April 15th, 2020, I just sat in on a Michigan Municipal League webinar that explained that it's only permitted for 28 days when an order of this nature is issued. So we're working under pretty tight time constraints. Since that issue has come out, the order has come out, I have met several times with our city attorney. I've also met several times with Dave Murphy just to review this and what it means to the city. We've been investigating the means and methods that Farmington Hills is using. Obviously, we're all trying to consolidate our resources. And it appears that Zoom is going to be the Farmington selected method of engagement. It is a free video web-based meeting that does allow two-way communication, which is what is required under this new virtual meetings order. And it will allow our public comment to continue through written comments that will be read into the record. Obviously, we still have some testing and some review of how this whole thing will operate, but it appears that that's what Farmington will be moving forward with. We will have that discussion on Monday, and if approved by council, then going forward, that's how the council will operate.
Okay. Nikki, how's that going in Farmington Hills?
It's going well. I had talked about this with city staff a little while ago, so this is not a new concept for us. I was on a conference call with the governor a week ago, and we discussed the possibility of doing this as well as some other options. I'm glad that she extended the order for her boards and commissions to meet virtually to allow local governments to do the same. And we will be holding our first virtual city council meeting on Monday night. We have it, I don't know if it's up on our website yet or not, but we will be making sure that all citizens know how to call in. We're going to use a telephone system for citizens. We'll be broadcasting our meeting audio only Monday night. And the reason why we chose telephone, or I recommended that we use telephone, is because most citizens have telephones. Some don't have computers or other technological means to tune into our meetings, but we wanted to make sure that they could hear the meeting and they could participate in the meeting. So we're going to be relying heavily on phone calling for call-in questions and comments. We will have that phone line manned at City Hall. City staff right now is reviewing that procedure and doing some tests on it, and it looks like it's proceeding very, very well. Zoom is a great application, but sometimes it breaks down in the middle of whatever you're doing. And we just want to make sure that we have as few glitches as possible along the way.
Okay.
And Joni, if I could just do a quick follow-up.
Sure.
Obviously, we looked into doing the phone as well. My big concern, and the one that I raised the other night with having this web-based, is that I fear it disenfranchises some of our citizens. But unfortunately, based on the technology that we have available in our chambers, honestly, going forward with the video was a much better option than the phone line, when we really have very limited access to telephones these days as the world has progressed and moved more into to web-based. But that really was my largest concern, and I absolutely agree with Vicki. That there is this fear that we are going to somehow now disenfranchise. Our meetings would still be open to the public. There are all kinds of limitations that are placed in this order that do admit people to come, obviously with the 6 feet in between each of our guests, and hopefully limiting the number of people that would come. So these are uncharted waters for all of us.
Boy, they sure are. So, Sarah, what's your biggest concern right now?
So my really biggest concern is how this is affecting our emotional well-being as citizens, as people. My fear is this isolation is really adding and causing so much emotional stress and anxiety to so many people. I mean, the personal stories of people that are affected by disappointment and cancellations. You know, I'm the mom of a high school senior, and track season was starting, and commencement was ramping up, and, you know, all of these events. I mean, that's just my personal family. Obviously, everyone has their own stories of how this is affecting them. I'm really very mindful of especially the people in my office. There are 75 people in my office, and I sent 70 of them home on Monday. And we are operating on a skeleton crew. Everyone is working remotely, and isn't it great that we have that technology? But in the last 4 days, all I've been hearing is, I miss everybody, and folks want to come back into the office. And they, you know, some people live alone, and coming to work was there one time a day to have an actual interaction with friends and colleagues. And then the closing of churches and the closing of temples and the closing of religious congregations for some people, that is where they get their social interaction. So I'm very, very concerned about how people are going to respond long term, and what is it that we can do as a government, as citizens, and as residents to just ensure that everyone still feels connected, that everyone is, you know, being well taken care of, both, you know, physically through all of our medical facilities if necessary, but also emotionally, and making sure that we're really paying attention to the effects that this has on families and isolation.
Okay, and then the flip side of that, what's giving you hope?
Oh, what's giving me hope?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought perhaps you were jumping over to Vicki. You're on. You're back to me.
I'm sorry.
What's giving me hope is seeing how many people are finding humor as a coping mechanism. I mean, the memes that I'm seeing online and the text messages that I'm getting. And how many people are reaching out. I had a CrossFit class today on Zoom. It was crazy. Everybody was in their garage or their basement, and my coach dialed in, and there were 8 of us. And, you know, we all did this hilarious workout together. And we laughed, and it was great to see each other. So what's giving me hope is just really seeing how people are acknowledging that need to connect, and that need to feel a part of your community. And really, you know, toilet paper jokes aside, this is not a funny time. These are very, very scary times. But, you know, I think that levity always rises to the top. And it's really just such an important thing to keep in mind. You know, it's tough. You know, I have to be positive here at work and make sure that the staff knows that we're well taken care of. And I do feel an obligation to put on a very positive spin to our residents and citizens, because things are going well. We are moving forward and we are making advancements. But at the same time, it's exhausting. And then I go home and, you know, also want to be positive for my husband and my son who are feeling the effects. I mean, John, my husband, is a General Motors employee, and they just shut down the Milford Proving Grounds. And so now I have 2 boys at home that don't want to be there all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, they're doers and they're active.
Yeah.
And then I come home and it's, okay, guys, you know, what do we do this evening that's going to be, you know, different or fun or get us through this? And, you know, I had Nate make muffins with me the other day. Neither one of us are bakers, and we just laughed our heads off at how silly our muffins looked. But, you know, I'm just trying to find ways because, you know, knock on wood, I am healthy. My family is healthy, and my parents are good. You know, so at this point in time, it's just really about maintaining that positive attitude and ensuring that you're reaching out to as many people as you can and letting them know that they're not alone.
All right. Vicki, how about you? What's your biggest concern and what gives you hope?
My biggest concern, aside from the isolation and that loneliness that Sarah was talking about and the mental health side effects of we being a very social being, and being isolated the way we are, I'm just so thankful that I have a great marriage and a great guy that I'm stuck in the house with. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it's like the other way. But I want people to feel free to call their neighbors. I have an elderly neighbor next door, and we've been phoning and checking in on her to see if she needs anything, if things are okay over there. And I want people to call their neighbors and make sure that you just touch base with them, let them know that you're available somehow, some way, or you will find a way to help them out should they need assistance. And aside from that, I'm also very concerned about our ability to meet the medical needs of our residents as the virus continues to spread. I think that's a concern that everybody has, so it's not unusual that it would be foremost in my mind as a mayor of a community that has a significant elderly population, as well as people with compromised immunosystems. The thing that gives me hope is the fact that we are recognizing as a joint community and the surrounding communities that we are all in this together. And I have not seen a lot of people just congregating in parks or wherever they happen to be. I just want to remind people that if you go to our parks and use the recreation equipment, keep your distance. It's okay to have your kids play outside on park equipment. Just make sure you have disinfectant wipes with you and that you're very careful when you engage in public machines, and that when you're done, make sure you wipe them off so that nobody comes in contact with any germs. And again, as Sarah said, we have a sense of humor, and we're not afraid to use it these days. So I'm very glad to see that, too. We will come out of this. There's no question that, that human beings are resilient. It's just that we want to come out of this as whole as possible, as complete as possible, and as sane as possible. So all in all, I think we're handling the emergency fairly well. But as it drags on, you get more and more concerns. Will there be a loss of learning for the rest of the year? What do you do with kids that will no longer be able to have a prom and all of those life marking events, and how will that change them and affect them later on? It's tough. It's very tough out there.
All right. What one last question. What's the most important thing you want residents to know? Sarah?
At this time, I think I really want to make sure that people know that there are resources available. Obviously, these are trying times with employment. People in the service industry are hit the hardest. And there are resources in our community. CARES, for one, is just really ramped up in terms of its service to families and providing food. I had a long conversation last night with the director, Ty Lippa, who has said they've seen a sharp increase just in the last several weeks of the families that are in need. And the supply is there. He has been in contact with so many restaurants and so many facilities that have said, you know, we have the food to give. And so I just really want people to know that they can call their city halls and ask, you know, let us know what it is that you need, and we will connect you with the right places. I'm also, you know, I'm very, very concerned about families that are not safe at home. You know, we send these kids home and we send these people home to shelter in place. And if their house is not a safe place, that's very concerning to me. And we have places available and we have opportunities for people to get help. And I really just want to make sure that people can feel that know that they can reach out to the cities, and we will direct you and we will help guide you to places that can get you through this.
Okay, Vicki, same question.
I think Sarah's covered most of it, that we do worry about our neighbors. We do worry about the kids in our community and people who need extra assistance at this time. The water department has, through Oakland County, will not be shutting off any water through lack of payment of bills. I think that our landlords will be working with people who can't quite make their payments as well. If you have student loans, I want to remind you that the federal government has just suspended your requirement to pay, and they will be extending the payments out interest-free for you, so that you don't have to have that as a worry. As Sarah and I have both said, we do have people at City Hall who will answer your calls and questions and direct you as best we can. Aside from CARES, we also have Neighborhood House and some other great organizations that are operating. The Salvation Army is still open. So I'm very grateful to the nonprofit organizations that exist in Farmington and Farmington Hills, as well as our churches and our clergy. Don't forget to reach out to your clergy if you have any major concerns. They are there, and we have a very strong interfaith community organization, and they are all willing to step in and help wherever necessary and wherever required. So as a community that works together and really values our ability to reach out to our citizens and make these two cities very great places to live, raise a family, and work, We're still providing all of those services. Your garbage will be picked up on a regular basis, and all of those things will continue. But if you need other services, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to our city halls and your clergy, and we will direct you to the resources necessary for you. But most importantly, stay safe. Stay 6 feet away from any person that you see outside. If you are immunocompromised, don't hesitate to reach out to your grocery store and see if they will deliver groceries to you. And make sure that you reach out to your neighbors who are shut in at this time that have compromised immune systems or are in the elderly category that is very at risk, and make sure that you just touch base with them and let them know you're there.
And wash your hands.
Constantly.
Constantly. That's my last word. All right. Thank you both for taking time today. I really appreciate your leadership and all that you're doing to make our cities great places to live and work.
Thank you.